John Smoltz joins us on Sports Byline USA. He pitched 22 seasons in the majors, most of those, of course, with the Atlanta Braves before finishing up with the Red Sox and the Cardinals. National League Cy Young Award winner, also 8-time All-Star, won a World Series championship with the Braves, and the only pitcher to compile 200 wins and 150 saves. And I want you to check out a book. It's a very interesting read. It's called Starting and Closing, Perseverance, Faith, and One More Year. You know, John, when I look across the spectrum of sports and I see athletes that can play 10-plus years, but even 20-plus years, it impresses me. When you look back and think about all you did in the sport of baseball for such a long period of time, what is it that means the most to you and surprises you the most?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the biggest thing is the stick-to-itiveness, perseverance. To play that long, you have to overcome more than just some luck. I've had my share of injuries. I had my share of issues, and that's really kind of, if you will, the total of what is in the book and how to overcome those things and really how to dare to be great. I think back to 7 years old when I said I was going to be a Major League Baseball player, and the focus and desire and dedication it took to get there is one thing, but then you want to do it as long as you can and as good as you can, and I exceeded some of those goals. I always thought I could pitch well into my 40 years of age and then take my life in a direction that, at 20 you got it all planned out. It didn't exactly go that way, but perseverance just keeps coming up, that word of what it takes to do something like play baseball.
The other thing I want to say is that I think it also came down to balance, and not everybody has. I know in talking to Joe Morgan, he and I had a conversation, and it's been said many times that, when you go 0-for-4, you got to forget that, just like when you go 4-for-4. It's not always easy to do when you're in a business in which you're evaluated on a moment-to-moment basis. How hard did you find it to keep that balance?
Well, in a world that is so specialized, and I guess we are on such a big stage, statistically, we are gauged, and a lot of people are gauged by their work and what they produce and how much they sell and how much money they make. I think the biggest thing that I had to learn in that balance was that who I was as a man, a father, a husband, was not defined by winning a baseball game or losing one. And I think we can get lost in our identity and how we're viewed in the public eye because it's so, such magnified essence of what we do. And I had to learn that the hard way because I was a people pleaser. I wanted to make people happy. I wanted to do the right thing, say the right thing. And really, in 95, my faith in God allowed me to be at peace with who I was and not really concerned with all the people I was trying to please or the audience that I was trying to please. So that balance really became true in my life at that time. And it allowed me to deal with the success that I didn't know was coming immediately. In 96, I won the Cy Young. It allowed me to deal with the changes in my personal life that I didn't know was coming. It allowed me to deal with the injuries and, of course, the last year of my career. So all of it is put down, I thought, brilliantly by Don Yeager and how he helped me conform this book into what I hope will be an inspiration to a lot of people.
Do you remember the moment when you went from being a thrower to being a pitcher? Because there is a difference between the two.
Yeah, I didn't really have a lot of help growing up in the fact that I didn't come from a baseball home. I'm a self-taught baseball player. I'm a self-taught, basically, golfer. And when I didn't have a lot of help, it's not that my parents didn't help me. It's just there wasn't a knowledge. They come from a musical family. So I wasn't really supposed to even be a baseball player based on some of those things. But getting into the Detroit organization, we didn't have a full-time pitching coach. I really was raw from Michigan. I played, believe it or not, I played multiple sports, which doesn't exist today. I didn't play year-round, which exists today. I wasn't all consumed in baseball like a lot of kids and parents are throwing their livelihood into at 12 years old. So I had a lot to learn, and I think getting to the Atlanta Braves organization taught me that my talents and the ability to throw a baseball can be kind of captured into being a pitcher. And I would say in the latter part of my career, I was a better pitcher than I was when I was a thrower. And the early part, I did things I didn't even know why guys would swing at pitches early on. I just kept doing it and certainly learned along the way.
You know, you mentioned about being a pleaser, but yet I have a quote here in front of me that made me smile a little bit because there must have been an event that forced you to go over to the other side and learn from some things. And you said, "When I fail, I learn. The greater I fall, the more I learn." Where did that walk over to the other side and understanding that come from?
Well, you know, I guess I go back to my early days, and in early days of four to seven years old playing the accordion, the ability to actually look on dedication, practice, being determined. I realized that not everything I was going to do was going to be successful, and some of the ways that I'm wired and the way that I am competitively put together, my DNA, I want to be fiercely good at everything. But I'm a realist in the sense that I know I can't do some things, and the more that I tripped up or failed, the more that I learned, and the more I wanted to engage in, I can be better. Some of the things that have happened to me personally would have choked off a lot of people from even wanting to pursue it further. I mean, some pretty tough situations, and I think as kids, I love to be a coach. I want to be a basketball coach my whole life, and being able to lead kids, teach them how to become great. They have this myth that it's all about talent or it's all about fate or luck, and the two cannot be further from the total truth. It's really about your mindset and how you perceive and your desires for pursuing your passion. And my roadmap is a crazy one. If you followed my roadmap, you might get car sick, but I'm trying to pass on some of those lessons to other people.
Was there an early defining situation that you think back on and you just kind of shake your head a little bit about, John?
1991, a lot of people misunderstood and maybe got more to do with the story instead of the meat and potatoes of it. I know I worked with a sports psychologist in 1991, and that got too much credit and not enough people wanting to know what really went on in that whole situation. I was 2-11. I always wanted to be the guy in the moment to pitch the big game. I lost my confidence. Probably one of the few times in my life I lost my confidence. I'm an optimist rather than a pessimist, and I think turning it around in 91 proved to myself I used some of the tools that I was taught and applied from the sports psychologist, but I was able to go out in 12-2 in the second half, pitch the three most significant games at that time in Braves history, and it was something I'll never forget. It was inside of me when I was seven, but I lost it for a period of time. And I also say in the book that my perspective changed in life, and that's the reason why I went 2-11 in my mind. I started pitching with the wrong perspective because of a situation that I didn't like or went awry, and it took me away from what made me who I am.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You remind me of something that Michael Jordan said to me one time, John. He said, "Ron, when the game is on the line, I want to be the one to determine the outcome. If I succeed, I want the glory. If I fail, I'll take the blame." And I think you know as well as I do, John, not everybody is comfortable with failing or taking the blame. Am I correct in assuming that you either were that way or you became that way in your career?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting what you just said. I echo that. I always wanted to take the shot. I always wanted to drive if there was a choice. I always wanted to be the guy that was going to determine the fate of whatever it was I was doing, and completely accepted the fact that when it didn't go right, there's something innate in an athlete that desires that. There's also something very insecure about a lot of people that don't want to be in that position. They kind of want to slide by and just be part of a winning team, but don't understand what comes with being the hero comes the goat. And I totally get it. And what I was living as a dream as a kid, for whatever reason, God wired me in a way to want to be that person. And fortunately, I was able to be in those moments and not get out of body experience. I think that's what happens to a lot of great athletes and athletes alike. Whether it's golf coming down the stretch and the pressure's so great, you hit shots you didn't think you were capable of hitting. It's amazing the mental toughness it takes to be in sports, in the moment, and be at the pinnacle of whatever you're doing and give your best. It doesn't always work that way, you know. And I was able to really feel comfortable, not feel nerves, and deliver most times out of not. And that's what I'm most proud of.
I'd be amiss if I didn't ask you, how close did you become to becoming a professional accordion player?
Well, not very far. At 7 years old, I asked my parents if I could put it down. They told me I was pretty good. I've got trophies, I guess, when I was 4, 5, and 6. But the one thing that my family was birthed on was the strength that we support everybody, and my parents supported me in a way that I can't even thank them enough, and the fact that they could have very easily said, "You're going to keep playing." But I'm thankful that my parents saw in me a desire to do something else.
Fascinating story. John Smoltz is with us, of course, Cy Young Award winner in the National League. Check out the book. It'll give you some great insight. It's called Starting and Closing, Perseverance, Faith, and One More Year. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show.